A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Let's go all the way to Utah because our next guest covers all things Joe Ingles and the Utah Jazz very, very closely. At Ben's Hoops on Instagram, you can find him there. Ben Anderson is his name. Ben, thanks for your time.
Hey, thanks for letting me jump on. Good morning.
The Utah Jazz are on fire. They've won 10 in a row.
They've won 10 in a row, and they've won 15 of 16. So, yeah, you go back, I mean, just about 20% of the season is done, and they've only lost one game in that stretch. So they're playing as well as anybody is in the NBA right now.
Ben, I love me some NBA. I follow it closely, not as closely as you do. A lot of talk about Milwaukee, the Lakers, the Clippers being the best team in the competition. But have Utah somewhat gone under the radar?
They've absolutely gone under the radar. And truthfully, they go under the radar because the players they have, for the most part, are under-the-radar guys. They're not traditional stars in the NBA, and Joe Ingles is a good example of a player like that who doesn't look like the rest of the stars in the NBA, doesn't move or play like the rest of the stars in the NBA. But because this team really buys in to each other and to the coaching staff the way they do, they found a way to have the third-best record in the NBA right now. I should say tied for the fourth. And, you know, they're just playing, they're playing as well as anybody. In fact, they're playing better than anybody right now, and that includes the Bucks and the Lakers.
Well, tell us about Joe Ingles. He's on fire, career high 27. I think the other day his shooting percentage, particularly from outside, is off the charts. But it's been a tumultuous year for him. Was he benched and then was he back in the starting lineup? Mike Conley involved in that. Take us through how that eventuated and how he's back to playing his best basketball.
So in the offseason, the Utah Jazz and the general manager, Dennis Lindsay, made a great couple of signings. They went out and traded for Mike Conley from Memphis, and he was going to be the point guard of the future. And then they signed Bojan Bogdanovic, who stepped in and been a star. And the concept was, well, that'll allow Joe Ingles to move to the bench and kind of run that bench unit as just the sixth man who can get a lot of opportunity and get a lot of shots. And it just never clicked. It just never quite worked. And the bench was really, really bad to start the year. And then Mike Conley got hurt, and it forced Joe Ingles into the starting lineup. And he just took off. And Joe Ingles has been red hot, like you said. I mean, over his last 16 games, he's shooting 53% from the three-point line. I mean, anybody's happy to shoot 53% anywhere from the floor. If you can do it from the three-point line, you're on fire. And then he's doing it on nearly seven attempts a game. So he's hitting more than 3.5 threes per game. He's up to almost 17 points per game in the stretch. He's given you 4 rebounds. He's given you 5 assists. He's been such a natural fit in the starting lineup after a slow start to the year. It's been kind of a shock, really, for everyone here in Utah and really across the NBA how well he's been playing. And at 32 years old, he shouldn't be getting better, and he continues to get better. It's pretty remarkable.
Last one on Utah before we move on to a couple of other of our stars over there. Are they good enough to win it? Can they win the whole thing?
That's going to depend on when Mike Conley comes back from this injury, and he's getting closer. He's dealing with a hamstring injury that he came back for one game and re-injured it and been out again for a stretch. If he can come back and get back to playing like a top 10, top 15 point guard in the league, which he is, the Jazz can absolutely win a championship this year. They're that good. They're that complete that they have that few holes. But it's going to take Mike Conley getting back to that 100% healthy level and being able to fit in with this team the way they're playing right now. If he can do that, the Jazz can absolutely have the best season they've ever had. If that struggles, it's going to prevent the Jazz, I think, from going as far as their potential has.
Ben Anderson joins us all the way from Utah. He's covering them for KSL Sports. You can find him at Ben's Hoops on Instagram. Give him a follow. His direct messages are open if you want to send him a message and ask him a question. Let's move on to Ben Simmons. I don't get the criticism around him. I understand the flaws in his game, but he's a polarizing figure. Is particularly here, is he polarizing in America in terms of his output that he generates for his side?
Well, he's extremely polarizing in Utah because he won the Rookie of the Year in front of Donovan Mitchell, despite the fact that he had been in the NBA but sat out the previous year. So technically, he had never played a game and was still a rookie. So, yeah, he's not one of the most favorite players here in the state of Utah. He's just a bit of an anomaly in the NBA because we're so obsessed now with the three-point shot, and that's the direction basketball has gone. And he just, not only does he not make them, he doesn't take them at his position. So, yes, he's absolutely polarizing. But, I mean, you can watch him. And, you know, I watched him last night beat the Brooklyn Nets, and he's a terror in transition. He's a phenomenal defensive player. He's one of the best passers in the NBA. He just doesn't look to naturally score the ball. And we want our stars to score the ball in the NBA. It's the same reason why here in Utah, Jazz fans are wanting Rudy Gobert, the center on the team, to get more attention. He just doesn't get more attention because he doesn't score the ball prolifically. And that's going to be the issue that Ben Simmons faces probably his whole career, because if he hasn't done it at this point, it's unrealistic to think he's just going to start shooting threes and develop that part of his game. It's not who he is, but that doesn't mean he can't be a future Hall of Famer and an all-star for basically every year that he's in the NBA.
I know he signed long-term for a massive deal at the 76ers, but even as early as this morning, I read a story online that he might be involved in a trade with D'Angelo Russell from Golden State. The likelihood, do you think, that the Sixers would trade away Ben Simmons?
I think they would move other players on their roster first, like Al Horford, because they just got – the way Ben Simmons plays, he's almost like a center at times, despite the fact that he's such a good passer. And they're not going to trade Joel Embiid, who's one of the best centers in the NBA. And then they have Al Horford, who really his best position is a center. So you could argue they have three centers in the starting lineup, depending on how they use Ben Simmons. They would move Al Horford before they move Ben Simmons. And I understand the talk. I understand that it might be a clunky fit with Simmons and Embiid in the lineup as long as they're on the same roster. But I just imagine they would try and make other moves first, because Ben Simmons was the number one overall pick and is a generational talent. You don't find guys who play like that very often. And it's hard for me to imagine you couldn't find a way to win with him. And I think they would try and find other spots to make changes first, maybe eventually, but it won't happen this season.
Ben, when are the Jazz next up?
Jazz actually are going to play here in a couple of hours. They're in New Orleans. They were anticipating playing Zion Williamson, the number one overall pick out of Duke. But yesterday, the New Orleans Pelicans announced that going to be bumped back another week. So the Jazz look to extend their 10-game winning streak to 11 tonight against the Pelicans team that they beat about a week ago.
Yeah, they should beat them and account for them pretty easily. Hey, mate, outstanding update and coverage. We really appreciate your time out of a busy schedule, and hopefully we can chat to you soon.
Hey, thanks for letting me jump on. Good luck to everyone down there.
Ben Anderson is Utah Jazz /NBA reporter for KSL Sports at Utah Jazz. You can find him pre and post game on Zone Sports Net. And as I said, his Instagram handle is Ben's Hoops. Get involved in that.